This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Understanding religious dietary restrictions and ethical eating perspectives. Explore how religious dietary restrictions shape food choices and connect with modern ethical eating debates on meat, plant-based diets, and sentiocentrism. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you about something I find really fascinating: dietary restrictions based on religion. It's such an interesting topic because what we choose or don't choose to eat is often deeply tied to culture and spirituality, not just taste or health. Let's start with some of the big ones. For example, in Judaism, many people follow kashrut, which is a set of dietary laws spelled out in the Torah. It includes rules like not mixing meat and dairy in the same meal, and only eating animals that are considered kosher. Basically, animals that chew their cud and have split hooves, like cows and sheep. Pork and shellfish are out. The slaughtering process is also specific, designed to minimize the animal's suffering, which is pretty aligned with broader ideas of ethical eating, even if it wasn't called that back then. Then there's Islam, where the dietary laws are called halal. Similar to kosher laws, pork is forbidden, and there's a specific method of slaughter called zabiha. The idea is to make sure the animal is healthy and treated well before slaughter, again connecting to ethical concerns, even if they're framed religiously. Alcohol is also forbidden, which is interesting because it's not about the animal, but about purity and behavior. Buddhism and Hinduism bring a slightly different angle, especially with their emphasis on nonviolence or ahimsa. Many Buddhists and Hindus follow plant-based diets, or at least avoid beef, out of respect for cows, which are sacred in Hindu culture. Vegetarianism is common among these groups because it aligns with the principle of causing the least harm to living beings, an early form of sentiocentrism, you could say. Now, the Christian world is pretty diverse when it comes to diet. Most denominations don't have strict food restrictions, though some Orthodox Christians observe fasting periods where meat, dairy, and sometimes even fish are avoided. The reasons vary, often spiritual or disciplinary, rather than moral arguments about the animal itself. What's really intriguing is how these religious dietary rules intersect with ethical eating debates today. Say you look at the pros and cons of eating meat, which is a hot topic. The question of whether it's morally acceptable to eat meat touches on suffering, environmental impact, and even sentiocentrism, the idea that the interests of all sentient beings deserve moral consideration. For example, some argue that because religious slaughter methods emphasize minimizing suffering, they provide more ethical ways of eating meat compared to industrial slaughterhouses. Others push for plant-based diets or clean meat, lab-grown meat, as a way to honor those same ethical concerns, but without taking animal lives. But, on the flip side, there are arguments defending meat-eating from religious perspectives, too. Some traditions view eating meat as natural and necessary, part of divine order, or even celebratory. It isn't just about food, it's about ritual, identity, and community. These religious rules around food also remind us how eating is tied to identity and belonging. Whether it's breaking fast during Ramadan for Muslims, celebrating Passover with kosher dishes, or sharing vegetarian meals during Navratri in Hinduism, food is a language of faith and culture. So, if someone is curious about ethical eating and how religion shapes choices about what we consume, understanding these various practices adds valuable perspective. How do you reconcile tradition with modern ethical questions? It's not always obvious, and often there's room for personal interpretation and accommodation. For those interested in learning more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and the many perspectives around it, you might want to check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful exploration of the arguments for and against eating meat, considering everything from sentiocentrism to practical impacts of our dietary choices. Anyway, next time you're at a dinner with friends from different backgrounds, take a moment to think about how much history and meaning really goes into what's on the plate, and not just the flavor.